If April showers bring May flowers, what in the world do November showers bring? Tom Casper on the line with us this morning to tell us what. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hey, how are you today?
Yeah, so it's raining in November.
Yeah, isn't this something? You know, I suppose November showers bring icy roads.
That is very true. That is very true. There, it's really decimating the snowpack, but, you know, it's moisture, and Larry was worried. Larry Weber was actually worried for a little while there about a fire danger index because it had been so dry.
Yeah, and hearing about some of the fires that are going on around the country and things like that,
yes,
because of the dryness. Certainly this moisture and whatever condition it comes to us is good for our plants and good for our ground moisture and our water tables and certainly reducing fire danger as well. So so we can't complain about a little bit of rain in November, and I know the snow enthusiast would have loved it to be snow, and even us gardeners would prefer snow most of the time because it does a great job insulating our plants and protects them and things like that. So ideally, it would have been better as snow, but we will take the moisture.
Well, and of course, people who can't shovel, you know, are, you know, they kind of just, they quietly don't say anything, but inside they're going, yes,
yeah,
I don't have to shovel this.
Well, what, we're almost 3 weeks to the day away from the longest night or the shortest day of the year.
Yeah,
and we're almost,
yeah,
to the point where our days are going to start getting lighter here in just a few weeks. So that's
goofy. Well, it's not that the snow isn't coming. We know, of course, it's coming. So what can we be doing? You know, I mean, if we want to get outside and futz around in the yard, this is going to be, again, one of those times where your yard's going to look probably as crummy as it's ever going to look, because the leaves are all wet and there's, you know, maybe dirty snow in some piles and there's no leaves on the trees and your yard is just going to look kind of yuck and you're going to want to tinker with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, there's a few things that you can be doing. One of them is some of that winter pruning or plants that you had noticed had overgrown this past summer or gotten in the way of windows or by vehicles or whatever. This is a great time to do it. The conditions are ideal. It's not going to hurt the plant at all. You're not going to have to deal with disease or insect problems. So good winter pruning would be great. Now, make sure you know what you're doing so you're not cutting off flower buds if it's an early blooming plant like a lilac or forsythia, rhododendron, azalea, things like that. You don't really want to be pruning now unless you're not concerned about losing those flowers. The other thing, you know, and I've been to a few of the home improvement stores in the area, and a lot of them have spring bulbs deeply discounted. And that's one of the benefits to this time of year being like it is right now, is you can still plant spring blooming bulbs. So if you really love tulips or daffodils or whatever it happens to be, the ground is still not frozen, and even in northern parts of Duluth and up into Lakewood Township and places like that, there's still very, if any frost, it's very little, and certainly getting by it easily enough to still plant those bulbs. So getting that done now would be great too.
Take the proper precautions, of course, because the squirrels are everywhere. I saw, I think, 4 squirrels in a row cross Ordine Court yesterday here on campus, and they kind of went flying from somewhere close to a building out into a pretty planting, and it's like, and one went running, and I noticed it, and then another one, and another one, and another one. So
they're highly educated squirrels.
They are extremely well-educated squirrels,
yes,
and they're probably looking for spring bulbs planted without protection.
Yes. Yeah, you know, the flying squirrels kind of keep a lookout in the area, and they notify the ground squirrels where bulbs are being planted.
Yeah,
and so it's
really
a concentrated, coordinated effort for bulb extraction.
Well, the other thing, of course, that you can do, too, is, and if you're thinking about the four-leggeds that show up in your yard, is I'm thinking if you, like somebody I know, maybe put off getting some deer fence around a few things that really do need to be protected.
Yeah,
you still have time
exactly
to do that.
Yeah, that's another great point, is getting that tree wrap out. You know, the a lot of the young bucks, and the bucks are rubbing their and marking their territories because the rut's a little bit later, certainly down in Duluth than it is up over into the countryside. But they're doing a lot of damage to young trees, even large shrubs. So getting up either tree wrap on the trunks of the trees or fencing to protect them from the deer that are doing that, and then also protecting them from that browsing that's going to probably occur, that usually occurs with deer and rabbits on our young plants. So getting up fencing, burlap, netting, something along that line, tree wrap, is a great time to be doing that too, because they do need protection. So
yeah, and you can still sink the posts in the yard. In the meantime, I suppose then it's just, you know, maybe some cheerful lighted flowers or something. You know, you could do kind of like a garden theme for your holiday lights this year, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Make a poinsettia out of red and green flowers, and then call us and tell us where it's at so we can come and see it.
I like it. I like it. Hey, TK, we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. We're going to talk about gifts for gardeners then.
You bet. Tom Casper. Tom Casper. This is kind of like Oprah's favorite things, but better.
Yes.
Because it's Tom Casper's favorite things. That's coming your way in a couple of weeks right here on 103.3 KUMD.